Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
Hi, this is Ivan.
And this is Mark. Well, this search for the escape detainee, Mat Selamat, it seems to be throwing up like more and more information every day.
Sometimes I think a bit too much.
Good evening. This is the news. 4 hours ago, Singapore's most wanted terrorist escaped from the Whitley Detention Centre when he asked to go to the toilet. He walks with a limp and is 1.58 metres short.
The public is advised not to let any limp man matching this description use their toilets, no matter how urgent he says his business is. Thank you.
It is now day 4 of the Mat Selamat manhunt. We have new developments on the case. The police have informed us that the escapee does not really have a limp. He walks normally, and only when he runs is the limp obvious.
The public is advised to look for a man matching his description, who may or may not have a limp, depending.
The Mat Selamat manhunt has moved into its 6th day, releasing details on what the fugitive was last seen in for the first time since his escape. The police assistant commissioner told reporters on Tuesday morning that Mat Selamat was wearing the baju kurung, a very loose blouse with just a small neckline, worn over a sarong usually wrapped around the lower part of the body, while he was being taken to meet his family last Wednesday.
Sir, is there any further details we can look out for?
We have not ascertained what colour underwear he was wearing at the time of the escape. We have to assume he is going commando. And as you know, it has been raining these few days. If you see a sometimes limp naked man trying to dry clothes of this description, please contact the authorities immediately.
Good evening. This is the news. It is now day 19 of the Mat Selamat manhunt. Police, using their infinite resources, have uncovered further information on the escaped detainee.
Upon speaking to members of the detention centre canteen, we are fairly certain that Mat Selamat's favourite meal is mee rebus with teh halia peng kosong. We have informed all the mee rebus and sarbat stores to be on the lookout for such a customer.
Commissioner, is there any other relevant information concerning his dietary preferences?
Oh yes. He does not take mee rebus with an egg and will always replace it with a begedil.
Good evening. It is day 51 of the Mat Selamat manhunt, and the community is rallying around the search for the escaped detainee. The police has additional insights into the man.
Our forensic team has searched his cell and tested his hair samples and DNA. Tests have confirmed that he uses Follow Me hair gel and he likes long walks on the beach. He also values honesty in a relationship and enjoys a good romantic comedy. Please call the police if you meet someone like this.
Good evening. The search for Mat Selamat has crossed its 100th day. The authorities are going to reveal further vital information that may help identify him. We go live to a press conference to hear more. Peter?
Yes, John. We are eagerly anticipating the next vital clue from the police. Oh, here is the commissioner.
Yes, thank you. Extensive interviews conducted by my team have discovered that Mat Selamat is quite a witty individual and has a propensity to tell no-no jokes. His favourite joke is, no-no.
Who's there?
Selamat.
Selamat who?
Selamat not here. He in the toilet. Maybe later come back. If you encounter a man who likes to tell this kind of joke, please, call and let us know. Until we catch him, we will use our infinite resources to uncover more timely information about him. For example, we can't confirm this until next week, but we suspect he may actually be a woman. The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast from MrBrownShow.com, and they like to wear the baju kurung, a very loose blouse with just a small neckline worn over a sarong usually wrapped around the lower part of the body. Thank you.